the Columbia Workshop, under the direction of Irving Reese. Ladies and gentlemen, the Columbia Workshop offers its 15th program in a series devoted to experimental radio. Some 2 months ago, we offered you on the workshop a radio version of the first two acts of Hamlet by William Shakespeare. The response from our listening audience was instantaneous and highly flattering. So much so that tonight we go on to finish the play. If you enjoy the drama, if you believe after tonight's performance that Shakespeare should become a regular feature on radio, write to us and say so. We are eager to have this gauge of radio public opinion. Tonight's version of Hamlet, like that of some weeks ago, is the work of Orson Welles, who also plays the role of Hamlet. And now we take pleasure in introducing to you in person Mr. Orson Welles.
In our previous broadcast, we concerned ourselves with establishing the causes that led to Hamlet's tragedy. In especial, the revelation by the ghost of his father's murder. By Hamlet's own uncle, who is now the King of Denmark. This, and the knowledge that his mother had remarried immediately, has left Hamlet a creature mad for revenge. Assuming, as he calls it, an antic disposition, Hamlet plots to trap the king into an open confession of guilt. The arrival of strolling players at the court has provided the necessary means. Hamlet arranges that a performance be given, duplicating the circumstance of his father's death. The play's the thing wherein I'll catch the conscience of the king.
The play's the thing wherein I'll catch the conscience of the king. It is the night of the play. The hall of the castle has been arranged for the performance. And in a moment the court will assemble. The blare of trumpets will announce the arrival of the king and queen, with Polonius, the king's counselor, and his daughter, Ophelia. In a moment, this play of Hamlet's contriving will begin. But now, for an instant, we find him giving some last-minute advice to the players.
Speak the speech, I pray you, as I pronounced it to you, tripping me on the tongue. But if you mouth it, as many of our players do, I had at least the town crier spoke my line. Now do not saw the air too much with your hand. Well, but use all gesture.
I warrant, Your Honor.
Oh, be not too tame, neither, but let your own discretion be your tutor. Oh, there be players that I have seen play, but neither having the accent of Christians, nor the gait of Christian, pagan, nor man, have so strutted and bellowed that I have thought some of nature's journeymen had made men and not made them well. They imitated humanity so abominably.
I hope we have reformed that indifferently with us, sir.
Oh, reform it altogether. Go, you make ready. Horatio.
Yes, sweet lord. At your service.
There is a play tonight before the king. One scene of it comes near the circumstance which I have told thee of my father's death. Observe, mine uncle.
Well, my lord.
Well, he's coming to the play. Get to a place. Your Majesty.
How fares our cousin Hamlet?
Excellent, a face of the chameleon's dish. I eat the air from its crams. You cannot feed capons, so...
I have nothing with this answer, Hamlet. These words are not mine.
No, nor mine, no. Polonius, are the players ready?
Aye, my lord. They stay upon your bishop. Sit you there, Ophelia.
Fair Ophelia.
You are merry, my lord.
What should a man do but be merry? For look you, how cheerfully my mother looks. And my father died within these 2 hours.
Nay, 'tis twice 2 months, my lord.
So long. Ah, we shall know by these fellows.
Pull up and bore our tragedy. Here, stooping to your clemency, we beg your hearing patiently.
Full 30 times hath Phoebus cast on round Neptune's salt wash, and Hellas' orbit ground. Since love our heart, and Hymen did our hand, unite commutual in most sacred band.
So many journeys may the sun and moon make us again count o'er. Ere love be done.
Faith, I must leave thee, love, and shortly too. My operant powers their functions leave to do, and thou shalt live.
Oh, confound the rest! Such love must needs be treason in my breast. And second husband, let me be accursed. None wed the second but who kill the first.
Wormwood, wormwood.
So think thou wilt no second husband wed, but die thy thoughts when thy first lord is dead.
Both here and hence, pursue me lasting strife. If once a widow, ever I be wed.
'Tis deeply sworn. Sweet, leave me here a while. My spirits grow dull, and fain I would beguile the tedious day with sleep.
Sleep, lock thy brain, and never come the chance between us
friends. Madam, how like you this play?
The lady does protest too much, you think.
Oh, she'll keep her word. What do you call the play? The Mousetrap. Mary Howe? Tropically, this play is the image of a murder done in Vienna.
Oh, black hand, that drug, fit and tired.
This one is Luciana's nephew to the king, see? He poisoned him in the garden for the state. His name's Gonzago. The story is extended, written choice Italian. You shall see anon how the murderer gets the love of Gonzago's wife.
Give all the play!
What? Write it with false fire!
Give me some
knife! Fire! Fire! Go weak! The heart and soul it play! For some must watch, while some must sleep! So runs the world away!
Now the very witching time of night, when churchyards yawn and hell itself breathes out contagion to this world. Now could I drink hot blood and do such bitter business as the day would quake to look on. Soft. How to my mother?
The realization that his crime has been reenacted before the entire court under the guise of an evening's entertainment, has completely unnerved the king. He sees there can be no peace for him while Hamlet remains in Denmark. So in a desperate move, he arranges that Hamlet shall be sent to England and secretly put to death. In his chamber, the king, torn by conscience, attempts to pray. Hamlet, passing on his way to the queen's apartment, observes the kneeling figure.
Now might I do it, Pat? Now he's praying.
Oh, my offense is rank. It smells to heaven. It hath the primal eldest curse upon it. A brother's murder. Oh, what form of prayer can serve my turn? Help, angels, make us say. Bow stubborn knees. All may be well.
And now I'll do it. So he goes to heaven. So am I revenged. Oh, this is hire and salary, not revenge. He took my... And when you are desirous to be blessed, I will bless him. They did not. Your death. Good night. I must be cruel. I will be kind.
Be thou assured, if words be made of breath, and breath of life. I have no life to breathe what thou hast said to me.
I must to England. You know that.
Alack, I had forgot. It's so concluded on.
Good night, Max.
Thus, Hamlet leaves his mother, hoping his words have had the desired effect. But the queen, after her son's converse with an unseen spirit, is now more convinced than ever that Hamlet is mad. She reports her conclusions to the king, who speedily commands that Hamlet shall leave at once for England. And so Hamlet is banished from Denmark. But the peace for which the king has prayed is not to come. The murder of Polonius proves the mainspring of greater and more tragic events. Bereft of her father, Ophelia goes insane. The Danish people are stirred almost to rebellion. And finally, with the return of Laertes, the son of Polonius, they are provided with a necessary leader. Now the rabble has risen, and, led by Laertes, storms the castle in which the king and queen have secluded themselves. Suddenly the doors break open, and Laertes appears at the head of the mob.
Where is the king? Sir, send you all about. I pray you, give me leave.
Keep the door.
Oh, thou vile king, give me my father.
Tell me, Laertes, why thou art thus intense?
Let him go, Gertrude.
Speak, man.
Where is my father?
Dead.
But not by him.
How came he dead? I'll not be juggled with.
If I am guiltless of your father's death, the chalice level to your judgment here has saved us to your wrath.
Oh, no. What noise is that?
Here is the beauteous majesty of Denmark.
How do you, pretty lady?
Well, Gutters. They say the owl was a baker's daughter.
Oh, he dry up my brain. He is seven times soft, burn out the sense and virtue of mine eyes. Dear maid. Kind sister. Sweet Ophelia. Oh, heaven, it's possible a young maid's wit should be as mortal as an old man's life.
Why, there's rosemary. That's for remembrance. There's rue for you, and here's some for me. Ah, we may call it herb grace this Sunday. Oh, you must wear your rue with a difference. I would give you some violets, but they withered all when my father died. God have mercy on his soul. And on all good Christian souls, I pray God. God be with you.
And so Ophelia, before her brother's eyes, drifts from the castle to die. A suicide by drowning. Meantime, Hamlet, unaware of what has happened in his absence, has managed to escape the king's plot to have him murdered and has secretly returned to Denmark. We find him once more with Horatio in a churchyard. Nearby, a grave digger sings at his work.
To contract the time for our mighty
soul. Has this fellow no feeling of his business, Horatio? With his things of grave making?
Custom hath made it in him the property of easiness.
I would speak to this fellow. And ship it me. Whose grave is this fellow?
Mine, sir. For it is for to be made.
I think it be thine indeed, for thou liest in it.
And you lie out on, sir, therefore it is not yours. For my part, I do not lie in. And yet it is mine.
What man dost thou dig it for?
For no man, sir.
What woman, then?
For none neither.
Who's to be buried in?
One that was a woman, but rest her soul, she's dead.
Oh, absolute the nay, this Horatio. How long hast thou been a gravemaker?
Of all the days of the year, I came to it that day our last King Hamlet o'ercame Fortinbras.
How long is that since?
Can it you tell that? Every fool can tell that. It was the very day young Hamlet was born. He that's mad and sent into England.
Aye, Mary. Why was he sent into England?
Because he was mad. He shall recover his wits there. Or if he do not, is no great matter there. There the men are as mad as he.
How long will a man lie the earth, ere he rot?
Say, sir, if he be not rotten before he die, he last you some 8 or 9 year. Here's a skull now. This skull have lain in the earth 23 years.
Whose was it?
A whoresome mad fellow's it was. This same skull, sir, was Yorick's skull, the king's jest.
This?
E'en that.
Let me see. Alas. Poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio. A fellow of infinite jest, of most excellent fancy. He hath borne me on his back 1,000 times. No. How abhorred in my imagination it is. Where be your gibes now? Your gambols, your songs, your flashes of merriment that were wont to set the table on a roar. Prithee, Horatio, tell me one thing.
What's that, my lord?
Dost thou think Alexander looked to this fashion? In the earth?
E'en, sir.
And smelt so? To what base uses may we return, Horatio? Look, it's off the side. Here comes the king, the queen, the courtiers. Who is this they follow? Couch we a while and mark.
What ceremony else?
That is Laertes,
very noble youth.
What ceremony else? Must there no more be done?
No more be done. We should profane the service of the dead, to sing a requiem and such rest to her as to peace parted souls.
Nay, Harry dear, I tell thee, churlish priest, a ministering angel shall my sister be when thou liest howling.
What? Fair Ophelia?
Sweet to the sweet. Farewell. I hope thou shouldst have been my Hamlet's wife. I thought thy bride bed to have decked, sweet maid, and not have strewed thy grave.
Hold off the earth a while, till I have caught her once more in my arms.
What is he whose grief bears such an emphasis? This is I, Hamlet, the Dane!
God, devil take thy soul!
What in the thunder?
I loved Ophelia! 40,000 brothers could not with all their quantity of love make up my sum. Dost thou come here to whine, to outbait me with leaping in her grave?
Oh, he is mad, lassie.
For love of God, spare him.
Say it. What is the reason that you use me thus? I loved you ever. But it is no matter.
Let Hercules himself do what he may. The cat will mew, and dog will have his day.
Now Laertes, determined to be revenged, finds an ally in the king. Thus the latter arranges that Hamlet and Laertes shall duel. Ostensibly for sport, the contest is treacherously conceived. Laertes' rapier bears an envenomed point, and if this fails, the king has prepared a poisoned drink to ensure the death of Hamlet.
My lord, his majesty sends to know if your pleasure hold to play with Laertes.
I am constant to my purposes.
The king and queen are all coming down.
You will lose this wager.
I do not think so. But thou wouldst not think how ill is all here about my heart. It is no matter.
If your mind is like anything, obey it. I will forestall the repair hither and say you are not
fit. Oh, not a whit. We defy augury. There's a special providence in the fall of a sparrow. If it be not now, it is not to come. If it be not to come, it will be now. If it be not now, yet it will come. The readiness is all.
Come, Hamlet. Come and take this hand from me. Give them the foil. You know the wager.
Very well, my lord.
Set me the soups of wine upon that table. The king shall drink to Hamlet's better breath. Come, begin.
Come on, sir.
Come, my lord. What? No!
A hit! A very palpable hit!
Say, give me drink. Hamlet, here's to thy health. Give him the cup.
I'll pray this about first. Steady by a while.
Come!
Another hit! A tail! A touch! A touch! I do confess.
Just but do not drink.
I will, my lord. I pray you pardon.
Is the poison cup? It is too late.
Come to the third layer that you would dally. I pray you pass me your best fire.
How about you now? A touch for the art here.
Hey, come again.
Look, they have changed rapiers. Look to the queen there. Hold.
Hold at the queen.
She's wounds to see them. Please.
No, the drink. The drink. I am poisoned.
Obility. Let the doors be locked. Treacherous!
Get
out!
It is here, Hamlet. Hamlet, thou art slain. And the treacherous instrument is in thy hand, unbaited and envenomed. Thy mother's poisoned. I can no more. The king's to blame.
The point in venom, too. Then venom, to thy work!
Oh, oh yet defend me, friend!
Here, thou in. Incestuous, murderous, damned dame! Drink off this potion!
Follow my mother. You that look pale and tremble at this chance, that are but mutes or audience to this act, had I but time, oh, I could tell you. But let it be.
I die, Horatio. Thou livest. Report me and my cause aright to the unsatisfied.
Never believe it. I am more an antique Roman than a Dane. Here's yet some liquor left.
As thou art a man, give me the cup. Let go.
No, no. I have an iron.
Good Horatio. What a wounded name. Things standing thus unknown shall live behind me. If thou didst ever hold me in thy heart, had sent thee from felicity a while, and in this harsh world draw thy breath in pain to tell my story. The rest is now cracks a noble heart. Good night, sweet prince, and flights of angels sing thee to thy rest.
So ends the tragedy of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark. Again may we say that if you enjoyed this presentation, if you are convinced that the tragedies and comedies of Shakespeare have a place on the air and should become a permanent radio feature, write to us. Help give us this gauge of public opinion. Tonight's cast included Miss Frank Hale, Miss Laura Straub, Miss Virginia Wells, Mr. Whitford Kane, Sidney Smith, Joseph Cotton, Shirley Oliver, Santos Ortega, George Duthie, Edgerton Paul, and Hiram Sherman. The narrator was Edward Jerome. Next week, the workshop will present a special demonstration in conjunction with a meeting of the New York Electrical Society. Dr. E.E. Free will have charge of the demonstration. Tonight's presentation of Hamlet was arranged and produced by Orson Welles. In the absence of Mr. Reese, Brewster Morgan assisted. The Columbia Workshop's presentations are conceived and directed by Irving Reese. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.